These are the days, in a very special way, we are preparing ourselves in order to receive Holy Spirit in a very unique way, though we all have Holy Spirit. And it's a wonderful way the Holy Church is preparing us through the Scriptures, Acts of the Apostles. I recommended you to read, and I hope you're all reading. And today we heard something very special again from the Acts chapter 18. Yesterday, Father Eric was saying that how Paul was moving from Athens to Corinth. So today while I was reading, I just deeply touched by that movement. We're all pilgrims. Once the Holy Spirit is in us, we will constantly move. If we carefully read and look the life of Paul, how many times he was moving, he had to rush, sometimes forced evacuation, like he had to move a lot. And today's reading we heard, he moved to Corinth, it's a capital city, a commercial center. There he started working hard. On the other hand, he was proclaiming the good news. He was convincing people that Jesus is the Lord. In our life too, if the Holy Spirit is in us, we also will move. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we are like a fish out of water. We need to be really sensitive. We need to be open. And in our lifetime, if we carefully look, how many times we have moved. Yesterday I met a person who said that part of his job, he had to move 33 times in this country and lived 33 different places. Sometimes we can see, oh, it's a disaster. No, it's a blessing. If the Holy Spirit is in us, we also will constantly move. But that move is always with a purpose. And God will make everything for good. Romans 8:28, whoever loves the Lord, God will make everything for good. As St. Paul clearly said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, whatever happened in my life, it became good for the gospel, the word of God. So that's the first reading. And the gospel we heard, again, say, final discourse of our Lord, Gospel of John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. And that also I shared. It's nice to read sometimes in a weekly once. It's really beautiful. 16 start with Jesus already said that once the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the fullness of truth. For disciples, it was too much for them to understand. It was too difficult for them to understand. But Jesus continued. He understood disciples were sad. They were not very happy. And it was quite confusing. Jesus said, now you see, and after some time you will not see me. Then again you will see me. Then you will be happy, like little children. But Jesus said everything what he had to say. But at the end, the Spirit led them to the fullness of truth. Even our journey also, we need to have the Spirit. And we need to... That Spirit needs to lead us to the fullness of truth. And sometimes there is a beautiful description about theology, faith seeking understanding. So something need to seek constantly in our life, that Spirit the Lord has put in our heart, so that that Spirit will lead us to the fullness of truth. Perhaps during this Mass we can pray for that grace, so that we will experience that great joy, that joy which no one will take away from us.